Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Perfectly Good Podcast, your favorite John Hyatt podcast, where we are counting down every John Hyatt song in alphabetical order. I am Jesse Jackson. Joining me, as always, is my wonderful sister, Sylvan Groth. How are you, Sylvan?
I'm wonderful because I get to talk about another John Hyatt song with you, Jesse.
Yes.
And we've had so much excitement in the past few weeks. And there's something really exciting that we've been looking forward to since the idea first surfaced to talk about every John Hyatt song in alphabetical order, which is fast approaching. Should we fill in our listeners and remind them about what's happening?
I absolutely do. So as we record, except we normally record on Wednesdays, every other Wednesday, the summer new Doctor Who is going to mess us up a little bit because I will be recording every Wednesday the new Who. Sylvan has been very nice to move our recordings till Thursday. But June 19th is the day, as of right now, if nothing changes, we will be recording Have a Little Faith. Little bitty song that a couple of people may have heard of, right?
A couple of people might have gotten married to. Yeah.
Yes. And we want to give everyone a chance. We want to be as inclusive as possible. And so we debated a couple ways to do this. And so step in. I don't want to take over, but
Again, we want to be fair to everyone. We want to have voices heard. We know how much this song means to a lot of people. And just the practicalities, as you just heard, Jesse and I are trying to figure out who's talking, and it's just the two of us looking at each other. Once you get into a large group of Zoom, we've all been in those circumstances. So it's probably not practical to have more than, say, five maximum actually recording a podcast at the same time. But that doesn't mean that we are not interested in everyone's story and everyone's relation to this beautiful song. Don't worry, even Green-Eyed Meanie is not going to rate this anything other than 5 stars. We would love it if you want to contribute your story to Have a Little Faith episode of Perfectly Good Podcast. Send us a little audio clip. If you're shy about your voice, you can also send us an email and we can read it out loud. And we're going to push everything together, make sure that everyone has their voice heard in a very special episode, and then have a discussion as a group. We know we're going to have at least a couple of people joining us, but really do whatever is most comfortable for you. And we're going to make sure that it all goes out. And as we do have a little bit of an in into the Hyatt household, I think it's fair to say that we can make sure that the Have a Little Faith episode is listened to. So with that, as your reason for getting over what might be some shyness, please reach out to us on Facebook, the Perfectly Good Podcast Facebook page. Send us an email at perfectlygoodpodcast@gmail.com. Send us a tweet at perfectlygoodpd on Twitter. Jesse, any other thoughts you want to add there?
Yeah, and I certainly understand if you think your voice, you don't want to hear your own voice. Luckily, once you become a podcaster, you have to give up worrying about that. All of us remember as a kid when you hear your voice sounds different to you than it does. Like in the first time you're recorded on a cassette, you go, that's not me. But we want to hear the different voices. It is it is nice if I read a comment people made or Sylvan gets a comment and we will get other people to read for us. But it would mean so much to us for it to be in your own voice. It doesn't have to be long, doesn't have to be elaborate. All you need to do is record it. Any audio file will work, and just email it to perfectlygoodpodcast@gmail.com. Send it to us, and then we will download it and put it together. If you guys remember the John Hiatt birthday greeting, that's what we did. We just took everyone, Sylvan and I kept it recorded and kept track of everyone's messages, and we put
and
it together.
How beautiful was that episode? That's definitely one of my favorites.
Oh,
hearing
absolutely.
All those different stories.
Yeah. And it's okay also if you do go, if you have a little bit more you want to say, let us know and we can work this. We do have a couple of people that have volunteered early to join us, but we are going to look for other guests. We are going to get as many people that we think we comfortably can have a discussion about and do for it. So if this is something you've been thinking about, let us know, and we will certainly work on getting as many people on as we can. So it's as we record this, it's only like the middle of April, so you have plenty of time, and we're going to keep talking about this. You probably have to about the middle of June to get the messages out.
Yeah.
So be thinking about plenty of time to think about it. And
it's not too early. You don't have to procrastinate either.
Absolutely. And if you have questions, reach out to us. As always, we will talk about this at the end of the episode, but I'm at Jesse Jackson DFW on Twitter. Sylvan is on Twitter at
Sylvan Green Eyes.
Yes. And so on the Facebook, there is instant messaging to our Facebook page. One of us gets that if you send it. And so let us know if you have questions or thoughts. And let's have a little faith and share what this wonderful song means to us.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So now then, let's get to our episode because we've got a good one. We got to give it up. It's time. So Sylvan, what do you got for us?
We are going to go down swinging this time for a little song that was on the open road. Go Down Swinging was track number 3 on the 4th studio album that was released for New West. It is the 3rd that we have discussed from the open road, which, by the way, was released March 2010. Hard to believe, over a dozen years old at this point. It was recorded from June to August 2009 at Highway 61 Recording, Tanning, and Barbecue, which just sounds like a really fun place to hang out.
It does.
Even if John Hiatt isn't recording. It was mixed by John Hiatt with assistance by Arthur Midget Sloatman, and I am not showing say, that's how it's written up in the liner notes, and features John Hiatt and the Combo, a simple name for a stellar band made up of Kenny Blevins, Doug Lancio, and Patrick O'Hearn. I did a little bit of searching for Go Down Swinging as a term, if there's any particular history, found out that there is also a song written by Michel Chamel in 2013, and it can refer to boxing, baseball, or swords. I think the first famous literary reference was actually in King Richard by Shakespeare, and there was a little hat tip to all of our comic book fans out in the podcast world. A 4-book storyline in the Amazing Spider-Man comic, in 2018 called Go Down Swinging, which makes perfect sense. And of course, there is a reference that we'll get to when we talk about the lyrics. Believe that the phrase Go Down Swinging was uttered by John Wayne in his film when he was playing Davy Crockett in The Alamo. But that is not my genre of movie, so I am not 100% sure. And I will continue the trend that I started last episode by self-promoting my slow-turning John Hiatt fanzine. The Open Road was discussed in issue 10, which is available on the johnhiattarchives.com. And I thought it was interesting that John talked about when he was writing and getting ready to record this song, he talked about listening to it for the first time in the car, which is often where I first discover music, even though it's now on my phone rather than a CD. And this is John being quoted by Stephen Dusner of ExpressNightOut.com. John said, "It's pretty much where I do most of my music listening when I'm going somewhere. I always like it when music sounds good traveling. And one of the ways I've always checked out a song once we've recorded is I'll listen to it in the car. I get out there in my little Honda, which has a terrible sound system, by the way, and I crank it up to see if it's roadworthy. I road test it. If it'll get me down to my favorite little mom and pop coffee shop and back, then I think we've got something." So I thought that was perfect. And I will go ahead and say, without giving away the rating, that this song definitely works to get down to the coffee shop.
Yes, I am looking forward to talking about this. If you are current on your episodes, Sylvan gave a brief kind of foreshadowing of what she may think about this song in our previous episode. So she hasn't totally shown all her cards, but she has shared a little bit. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and we're going to go kicking and screaming into the lyrics.
Absolutely.
And here we are back again. I just gotta say, I love this song. I absolutely adore it. I love the idea. One of the tropes that I and hundreds, if not millions of other people do, is the underdog fighting and whether they're winning or not, the noble fight.
It's in the American DNA that to be the superpower that conquers all doesn't really work for us, as well as the idea of some plucky little revolutionaries taking down the British Empire, despite building our own empire since. But sorry, that's a real tangent. Yeah, I definitely fighting the good fight is a moire that I think we all kind of hold, even if we're not a fighter by nature.
Yeah, and one of the things that we're going to get into this is I love when writers talk about the dichotomy. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the most powerful moments in Barbie is at the end when she is talking about, the actress talks about, it's impossible to be a mom. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to be a woman. You have to do this, but you can't do mm-hmm. this, you're going to do that. And one of my favorite comments that Bruce talked about in his autobiography is that to be a successful rock star, someone has to tell you you are the next Messiah, and someone else has to tell you you're a piece of shit.
Absolutely.
He says, you've got to have that. And he talks about that often, that dichotomy, that we are bad with our money and that because we have to record to make money, but we also record for art and stuff. But yeah, I love the way this song does to talk about that. And I'm really excited to go through the lyrics. You want to start? You want me?
I think you started last time, so why don't I start this time?
Sounds good.
Okay. Kicking and a screaming, only way I learn. I'm afraid of my own shadow, not the bridge around the turn. I lost myself and found myself while you were kissing ass. And I know it's not your nature just to let me pass. So, like the song we were discussing last week, very short, but very loaded images and ideas in these eight tiny little lines. And this is one of the hardest songs for me to think John is talking about a fictional character. To me, this is John Hiatt saying, here I am, John Hiatt. Let me tell you, what is the nature of this soul that has given you all these great songs? Because he's also talked so much in interviews and in Have a Little Faith, book by Mike Elliott, about the self-sabotage that he did for so much of his career. And the kicking and the screaming, only way I learn, it's basically like fighting your way through life. And yet that you still have to face yourself. I'm afraid of my own shadow, but I'm still racing ahead, trying to find the next bridge in the turn. and that he also hasn't apologized, that he was never the person to go on the slug line, to pull a really old reference and the idea of being molded into something and kiss ass, and that he knew that there was always going to be a struggle. Love that we get a fully formed character in these lines, and I can't help but believe they're very personal. How about you, Jesse?
Yeah, this reminds me a little bit of Elton John's I'm Still Standing. Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah, and I agree with you that absolutely this feels like a very personal song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Take a Drink, quoting Jason Isbell. He said, whenever I go to a subject that is incredibly personal and very specific is often when I hit the universal people, everyone understands it. I love the idea, and I'm reading into this, but I'm not afraid of the future. I'm not afraid of what's coming around that bend. I'm worried about myself. My fear of how am I going to mess it up? How am I going to misstep? I can't worry about that bridge around the turn because I'm too afraid of, I'm still fighting the journey of myself. And I'm not sure who you were with kissing ass, but it is this, I can't tell while you're kissing ass, and I know it's not your nature just to let me pass. You wonder, is this a friend? Is this a companion? Is this someone that he trusts? Because the way he says, it's not your nature just to let me pass. You're not going to give me that get out of jail free card that I will be specific on this. My brother was someone who was in recovery for a lot of years and died still sober. But one of the things I called him on is that he would say unkind things or unkind actions, then go, I just owe you amends. And I'm like, no, that isn't a force shield to allow you to have bad behavior. The idea is you get better.
Right.
Right. And I know it's not your nature just to let me pass. You're not going to let me get rid of my stuff. So I think this is, first off, the song comes across, immediately grabs your attention. And I love this thing. What's he talking about? And there's a complex story there that I'm not sure. I know this is personal, but I don't know who necessarily is also the audience that he's giving to this.
And I also maybe was taking it too literally, but I heard a lot of him reflecting in his career in that verse that he lost himself and found himself while people were fawning over each other, while people were playing the game to get ahead, to get on the radio, and that he knows that there's never going to be that opening up of, oh yeah, come on in. We're going to finally embrace this funny little songwriter who has been pushed to the sides for so long. But And I love that he says that. I know it's not your nature. It's basically offering some forgiveness that that's just who you are. That's how it is. I'm not saying I'm angry. And why did you do this?
So I'm go down swinging, singing till the end. I'm going to go down swinging, you and me and your best friend. I'm going to go down swinging, uppercut and two left jabs. I'm going to go down swinging with everything I have. So there's the boxing. I think of a baseball metaphor, and especially, by the way, I'm going to go on a slight tangent here. Little League kids can't worry. They cannot win. If they're sitting there and the pitch goes through, the coach will yell, what? You can't get a hit if you keep the bat on your shoulder. And then when they swing, why were you swinging at that pitch? That was a horrible pitch. End of tangent. But the idea, you can't let a called ball strike three get you out. I'm going to swing the bat. I'm going to take my chances at it. And I love the swinging and singing, right? If you aren't, I'm going to go to swinging, singing till the end. I'm going to keep making my music. I'm going to make my kind of music, the music I want to make. And success, failure, fame, fortune.
Who cares?
I don't care. I'm going to sing my song, make my own kind of music. And I love that this almost this line in the sand, since you talked about Alamo, right? That line in the sand, this is where I'm drawing the line and I'm not going to do that. I absolutely adore this chorus.
Yeah. And with everything I have, that promise, that commitment, the only line that feels a little out of place, and I'm not quite sure what he was going for, is you and me and your best friend. It works rhythmically, and you've got the rhyme with swing until sing until the end, but I'm not quite sure why all of a sudden we're talking about three people as opposed to an individual or even just, yeah.
Yeah, because there's the great Willie Nelson song, Me and Paul, where he talks about his longtime drummer, Paul English, that he talks about their long friendship. Yeah, I agree with you. That's the only thing. I don't quite know what he's talking about. It does work as far as going the story and keeping it going. But yeah, I'm right there with you.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the fifth question I would ask John,
right,
but it would be on the questions list.
Should I go to the next?
Please. List?
Okay. Sometimes I am a predator, prowling for my life. Other times I am a field mouse running for the sides of the biggest, flattest cornfield, bigger than my Indiana home, till the harvest comes along and I leave my tiny bones. I love this poetry, and it tells us, I think, a little more of a hint that, yep, this is me. This is John Hiatt speaking. This is not a guy who stole a Cadillac from Graceland, fictional version, by pointing out my Indiana home.
Yeah.
And it's the dichotomy of life. Sometimes you're on top of the food chain, sometimes you're at the bottom. And no matter what is happening externally, what's going on internally could be either one of those things. And being aware of your mortality, that anything could just pluck you off and all that's left behind is bones, ashes.
I love the Indiana home. I think I've shared before, Real Fine Love is my wake-up song. I listen to that every morning. And just a couple of years ago, picked it when I was rotating, and I've just kept it. And anytime I have a guest from Indiana, I try to work in, did you leave Indiana in the back of a pickup truck? And if they get that lyric, they get special points. This was when I talked about earlier that Springsteen said that you're the next Messiah, you're a POS, right? I am a predator. I am prowling. I am going to take on the world, and it is fear me. As we're recording this, it is a Wednesday after WrestleMania, and Chris and I bonded over watching WrestleMania together, right? And this arrogance of the acknowledge me, I am this, right? And then the other times, the field mouse, I am running scared. I'm like,
just trying to find a place to hide,
yeah,
not prowling.
I have the ability to write the greatest song ever. Or, oh my God, I can't find two words that rhyme if I had to. And this, the idea that running for the sides and there's no place to hide. Right. The biggest, flattest cornfield. You get that there's no.
The horizon just keeps going.
Yeah. When Linda used to ride bikes a lot, they would talk about hot, windy corn, hot, windy corn. They'd be out on the road and there'd be nothing but hot, windy corn. And there'd not one tree to
shade
that,
shade.
That you could, there would be where you're on this road and you would like, oh, what would I give for a grove of trees that for just 4 or 5 minutes we would be biking under and just get us the shade? There's no place to hide, there's no cover, and he's just left exposed. Once again, he changes up the chorus, which I love. I'm gonna go down swinging, singing till the end. I'm gonna go down swinging like the Duke recommends. I'm gonna go down swinging for the bleachers in left field. I'm gonna go down swinging like a blade of steel. You mentioned sword fighting, baseball. There are many different versions because no one knows for sure. Did Davy Crockett, by the way, this last fall, we went to San Antonio for the first time and actually did the Alamo tour because that's what you do if you're in San
Right.
Antonio. And they talk about that there are different versions of how some people say that Davy Crockett actually died on battle. Other people said that he was captured and killed later. But you can see John Wayne playing him with the flintlock rifle, swinging, going down, still fighting off the enemy. You know, the Babe Ruth analogy of calling his own shot. I'm going to go swinging for the fences. I'm not going to go for a base hit, even though a base hit may get us the tying run moved over. I'm going to win it all. I want the home run. I want all the glory. It is a beautiful chorus. And then we get a pretty long musical interlude that is more than just a few seconds like between. They're actually it we spend a little time with the music, and I think it fits really perfect. I just
Yeah,
love
it
this.
gives you a little time to let those images pull in, and I think it gives you time to question, because through this song, he's not really inviting people to think about their own choices. He's not asking any questions per se, but I think you can't help but ask yourself, would I do that? And what are the fences that I would swing for? And am I running for the sides of the cornfield in my life right at this moment or not? And the images are so powerful that they play through as the melody goes up and down, like the rolling waves of corn and so forth. So yeah, it's beautiful.
All right, next chorus.
Next verse.
Yeah, next verse, yes.
There's a scarecrow scaring nothing, trumpet player in the barn, and he's puffing both his cheeks out and he's lifting both his arms as he blows his notes to heaven as the preacher dunks you in. And all along the river, the air is sweet as sin. Beautiful. And,
Oh.
it definitely evokes certain parts of the country and certain people that you might not find on the streets of New York City, let's say, not in an exclusionary way. But this down home imagery. And I love the idea of this person playing music in a barn without any audience except perhaps a scarecrow or the heavens, just doing his thing for no other reason than to do it, but tying in perfectly with this idea of you might not win this game, you might not knock out this other opponent, but go down swinging. And the fact that John plays with this imagery in a musical way that doesn't have to do with guitar, I think was also very clever that he's opening it up.
Yeah, I picture a black and white film of Louis Armstrong with his puffy cheeks as he plays the trumpet and lifting both arms, like embracing people. And then we get the imagery of a baptism is just really great. And then he brings it home. We talked about the last week that the song almost had this kind of testimonial, that
Call and
salvation
response,
and
yeah.
call and response. This, I want to go down swinging. Hallelujah, Gabriel. I want to go to swinging. Oh, you play the blues. I want to go down swinging now, three sheets to the wind. I want to go down swinging, punch drunk to the end. Yeah, go down swinging. and he goes down swinging.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that you are so intoxicated with the love and the power of this music you're creating.
Mm-hmm.
And I often talk about when people ask me, oh, so you do a Bruce Springsteen podcast? And I go, yeah, I do. And I said, do you have that much to talk about? And I go, it's really not about Bruce. It's about the power and the magic and the healing of everything that music gives us, the power of music. And
yeah,
I think
and I always loved how you introduced that by saying mostly his fans, because that's what it's about. This idea of playing to an empty cornfield is very romantic and very powerful in this song, but music is meant to be experienced by people.
Yeah.
And the best music is shared, like you and I are sharing our love of John with everyone who's listening to us.
And if we go back to Getting Excited,
mm-hmm.
where young John got the first experience to
right.
play live music, it was not a good experience, but he didn't go down swinging.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't deter him and kept going. And I am really connecting the dots here, probably too much, but this is almost the song to that young, overweight, shy kid that I'm still here, kid. I'm still making music, and I'm making the music I want to make. And I'm and the ups and downs and the multiple record companies that didn't get me, and
he's
trying
lost
to find
himself and found himself.
Yes. Yeah. I just think is just amazing.
Yeah. You were making the point about how I was responding to this song versus the other song that we were getting ready to record.
Yeah.
This night. And if you have more to share specifically about what's there in the actual lyrics and music that John gave us, I'm welcome you to talk about that. But as we were preparing for this, I was reminded about a certain time in my life that it was towards the end of my employment at the very first employer I had, which if I knew now what or if I knew then what I know now, I would never have worked for this company as long as I did. But it finally got to the point where I was leaving this company that was just so maladaptive to the point, and sorry, this is a tangent. The director of human resources said that they had to quit because they couldn't live with themselves knowing that they were going to be making people miserable by hiring them to work at this company. We'll leave it at that.
Wow.
So when I got ready for my exit interview, I knew that I was going to say things that you probably shouldn't say in your exit interview, but I played this song on repeat and I said, I'm going to go down swinging. I'm going to tell these people not everything, and I'm going to say it in a polite way, but I'm going to share things like the director of human resources said that they couldn't live with the fact that they were recruiting people to be miserable. And dot, there was a whole bunch of other things. When I talk about giving a rating, I ask myself, what does this song give me something that I need for my life? And that is a very specific example that I am normally not very confrontational by nature. I need a little push. I need a little theme song, the Rocky, get in the ring, charge up the steps in Philadelphia and put your hands in the air. I needed this go down swinging to walk into that exit interview. And it gave me exactly what I needed. And I am proud of the fact of saying what I felt needed to be said at that particular time in my life. And John helped me get there.
I love that. And one of the songs when I was taking chemo multiple years ago, when I was fighting colon cancer, is that the All That Heaven Will Allow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some may want to die young man, young and gloriously. Get it straight now, mister. Hey, buddy, then at me. Because I got something on my mind that set me straight and walking proud. And I want all the time that heaven will allow. Is the song isn't about fighting cancer. It's about love, but it became about fighting cancer to me. And this song is about John singing, John staying true to himself, but you made it of giving yourself respect to yourself. And I can make this decision. And that is what great songs do. They are
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Yeah. So you get to rank first.
All right. as I said, this song did give me something that I needed at a time that I needed it. Do I always need it? Would I make it my first choice to share with someone who had never heard about John Hiatt before? Maybe not, but it is better than even a very good John Hiatt song. So I'm going to rate it 4 stars.
So I shared last time that I would have given this one, last one, a 3.5 if we could have done halves. So instead I did a 4. This would be a 4.5 if we did half points.
Okay.
It's not quite a 5-star song, but it's pretty damn strong. So in that case, I'm going to roll down to a 4.
Okay.
Because so we're in sync this time. But in thought, we're the same. Last one, you gave it a 3 and this one a 4. I would have done 3.5, 4.5. That, so yeah, I just, this is, if I was making another F Cancer playlist, which I hope I will not have to do for me
so
or
well.
anyone else, but if I did, I would have this song on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as I said, it doesn't have to be something quite so dire that you're facing, but my therapist has a quote that not everything, I'm going to mess it up, but basically that you have to face things in order to change them.
Yeah.
I think this is a great song when you're realizing that you have to change what you cannot accept and just keep on going. Yeah.
I am not a big fan of Dr. Phil for a lot of reasons, but I do love his phrase, monsters live in the dark. And that is very true. But you know what? Enough about what we think. What do you guys think? Sylvan, if they want to give us feedback and tell them what they think of the song, how can they?
Of course, they could leave us a review no matter where they listen to their podcast. We very much appreciate that, even if it's not a 5-star review. It would be pretty facetious of us to say, oh, you have to give us 5 stars when we're giving
Yes.
4 and 3 stars to songs that we love. But anyway, that's one way that we very much appreciate. You can find our Facebook page, Perfectly Good Podcast, on Facebook. You can reach out to us on X at Perfectly Good PD. You can send us an email at perfectlygoodpodcast@gmail.com. And I am Sylvan Groff on Facebook and Sylvan Green Eyes on X. And I love chatting with people about John and many other things. So please feel free to send a friend request. How about you,
Yes.
Jesse?
Yeah, I am Jesse Jackson at Jesse Jackson DFW on X, aka Twitter. Would love for you to follow. I am also on Facebook. So please reach out to us. Let us know your thoughts and also join us. Please, there is a link on our Facebook page that has the document that we often talk about that shows every song and the day that we are currently scheduled to record. Please double check that. And we would love to have you join us and talk about a song. And don't wait for your favorite song. Just as Sylvan and I talked about, sometimes it's a song we haven't spent a lot of time with. And then by getting to spend this, you get to enjoy, it's like making a new friend. And so I really urge you guys to do that. Sylvan, this was another fun one. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing so much about yourself.
Thank
I
you,
always
Jesse.
Appreciate that. So for now, I think we're going to end with Have a Little Faith.
Have a little faith. Bye-bye.
Bye. Baby, we can come on home. Put the cow horns back on the Cadillac and change the message on the cord.